talk some puck, please.
Where was he?
Alleyway, just outside.
Out there?
Yeah, so we have soundproof glass here. You would have thought.
Wow.
Through the soundproof glass, he's going, I thought they were going. He's yelling at the dumpster, who did nothing wrong. It's Chris Russell.
What are you doing in the Navy Yard, bud?
I was dodging the trucks that all infiltrate the alleyway so that everybody gets into an accident every day.
Why can't the Capitals ever win two in a row?
It's a great question.
And by the way, they score first every single game.
Yeah,
they're always up, and it doesn't really mean anything.
Right. Little mistakes here and there. I mean, Nashville, obviously, after a brutal start, has come on, here. So, you know, that's a tough spot. Lindgren in the pipes. They didn't play as great defensively as I would like them, to play down the stretch last night. Not having Tom Wilson still is obviously a factor. I can't answer as to why they don't win back-to-backs other than, there's a natural tendency, and I think this goes beyond the Capitals. I think this goes to all sports. When you win, you maybe mentally let off the gas pedal a little bit the next time out or the next night or whatever. When you lose, there's a sense of urgency, and I've always kind of preferred not to lose, but to have that sense of urgency, and it's real hard to get that sense of urgency every night, especially on the road.
So I was asked this today doing my little TV hit for DC News Now. Like, how worried are you about the Capitals? And my answer was, I'm not. It's about the midway point, and they just haven't been healthy. Yeah. And I think when Willie and Protas and Leonard and everyone that's been hurt, including, by the way, the entire PLD. Season without Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Yeah.
When everyone's on the ice together, like, I think this is a better team and they'll string wins together. If they play like this all year, right now they're the last team in with two games in hand. They'd probably get bounced by like Pittsburgh when they even out games. They may or may not make the playoffs, but I think they'll get it together. So I ask you the same question.
I think they'll get it together as well. I don't know how soon Pierre-Luc Dubois can come back. It sounds like Tom Wilson is still very much day-to-day. They got Protas back maybe a little bit earlier than I thought. But you and I, we were talking on Wednesday night when we watched them lose to the Dallas Stars, a physical but fast team. Do they have that giddy-up? Do they have that extra gear? And the answer, probably injury or no injury, is probably no to go with some of the big boys. But if they can somehow catch a break and maybe Carolina fizzles out before they get to the Capitals, which they tend to do after they beat the Capitals, if Tampa has a bunch of injuries and maybe they kind of lower the bar a little bit, Florida's been banged up all year, although they'll get Tkachuk back pretty soon. Don't know about Barkov. Maybe they catch the right situation at the right time. That's about the only way I could see them making a real deep run, like a real appreciably deep run. Right now, like you said, they got to find a way to make the playoffs. And maybe one way to go about that, maybe, is just saying, you know what, after the winter break, after the Olympic break, maybe you rotate Charlie Lindgren and Logan Thompson a little bit. But when you get to, say, I don't know, March 1st-ish, March 15th-ish, you go all the time Logan Thompson, and you just say, that's our guy, and we're going to ride with that and see if that kickstarts things.
To be clear, you're not talking about our caller, Barkov and Gaithersburg.
You don't mean Barkov
and Gaithersburg. Talking about Alexander Barkov.
Exactly.
I mean, he tore his ACL MCL in September.
I don't think he's playing again. It's possible.
There's a pretty strong correlation to being bad at killing off penalties and being in last place.
Yeah.
That's the company the Caps are in. They're down there with Vancouver, with St. Louis, with Columbus, with Ottawa. Why is their penalty kill this bad? I get your power play. It's going to be stale. Everyone's old. And anytime they find something, it's now Leonard's hurt or whatever. But why is their penalty kill this bad?
Well, and it's a great question. I mean, obviously, Dubois is a part of that, right? Because he took on a big part of that role, taking on faceoffs, being the top defensive center. So that's a big part of it. Then you lose Willie, who's obviously key on that. The other part of it is, even with Ferravari back, which he missed the playoffs, I don't know what the numbers are. I'd have to crunch them. I think when John Carlson's out on defense, especially on a power play, especially later in games and later in the season, I think he's kind of a weakness, and I think teams take advantage of that. And I hate to say that, because he's been such a great capital and such a great player and a Stanley Cup champion. But I think they take advantage of that. And maybe that's too much on Carly. And certainly the blame goes to others. But I think that's a factor, along with Pierre-Luc Dubois. And, of course, recently, the last 2 weeks without Wilson.
Final year of an 8-year deal.
Yeah.
$64 million.
Yeah.
He says.
Could be, what, 36?
Yeah, 30, he or told he's 36. Me before training camp that he has no plans of stopping playing.
I know.
And that means they're going to give him a new deal, very likely, at the end of this year. Russell, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you.